Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, Dan. Now, before we start, let me just tell you that we are starting a new season right now, so get ready, because we have a lot of amazing people coming to the show. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, of course, depending where you are, but also, if it is your birthday, let me just wish you an amazing, incredible happy birthday, and again, thank you so much for listening to it, and I'll see you in the next one.
Again, so Jessica, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good as well. Doing good. You know, just a little bit. You know, with a whole crazy warm weather, I hate it. But you know how it goes. Oh man, you're just getting enough. There was a moment in which you can sleep here with you know, windows open and a fan. You would be fine. But now you can't even do that because it's just the fan will put just hot air. You know what I mean?
I don't like air conditioning, and I don't like you know, just natural air. More clothes, less clothes. That's my motto.
Okay. Yeah. I could totally agree on that. But I mean, when you wake up like super, yeah. Just anyway. Well, welcome back. It is so amazing
and awesome
and badass to have you here. Like, you've been here like what, like four times? This is the fourth, right?
This is my fourth episode. Yes.
So cool. That is so cool.
I think my first episode did well, no?
The what?
My first episode? I think it did well.
Yeah, it was cool. I loved it. It was cool. Like, all of the episodes basically have been, like, super cool.
Amazing.
I loved it. I mean, yeah. I mean, you should have seen my first episodes. Those were fun. You know, those were, back when I started, I mean, I didn't know how to do it, you know? And I spoke about a few times here and there that even though that the questions were in front of me, I was just super nervous and I was just mixing up on words, you know, or saying like totally nonsense here and there. So yeah, that was not fun at all. But, well, I mean, I would assume that after, you know, almost 600 episodes to be, you know, better at this, you know what I mean?
Right. You will.
I love it. So, as I said, welcome back. And, you know, jumping right now to the whole interview here and there, tell me, by the way, those are my dogs in the background, you know. What's new since our last chat? I mean, what have you been up to?
So, I was in Montreal recently, and then actually just before Montreal, I submitted a self-tape audition, and then I got my first in-person callback, which was amazing. And then when I was in Montreal, I found out I booked the role. So I flew back early to start rehearsals and shoot it. And it was an amazing experience. I'm so excited about this one. Just beautifully written and directed. And the lead, Tabitha, incredibly beautiful and talented, and I had such a really interesting scene character in it. I was so excited about it. I had such a great time on set, great cast, great crew. You know, what more can a girl want?
Yeah, absolutely. That is so cool. And how has been like the whole, you know, like the whole, yeah, like how the whole acting industry, now that, you know, everything is finally started to open, you know, like I've been hearing that now you can do like either self tapes or you can go, you know, straight to the place to make the audition. Like, how does that like transition to finally start to be everything normal back has been for you?
Well, no, I'm still sending a lot of self tape. You know, I did a play in February, so theaters are opening again. You know, I had my in-person callback, but I think people really enjoy the self-tape process, because it just allows you to, like, once you've streamlined your setup, I think it's great to just do the tape from home. If they really like you, call you back. And then, you know, I know Zoom callbacks or like EcoCast callbacks or whatever, but I enjoy doing the process of a self-tape and then going in for a callback versus like auditioning much.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, plus you ended up saving like a lot of money, right? In either in transport, yeah, and at the end it's more comfortable.
And you can send tapes to everywhere in the world nowadays. So it's like Canada, Europe, you know, here, like you, it's just, it's nice. It opens up your career to other markets.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Now, we all know that your acting career is super badass now, but tell me, like, what were some of the challenges that you had when you basically moved from home to continue pursuing your career?
Yeah, so the first time I left Montreal, I moved to Toronto. And when I moved to Toronto, I definitely, my first year was a challenge. Not having many acquaintances, friends in the city, you know, having to find a survival job, getting an agent, going out to agents, like, it was a lot of like hard work, like with very little reward. And I found that super tough. I remember calling my mom or my sister and just being like, I don't know if I, you know, like there wasn't enough of a support system.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you do things that change that, you know, eventually, like you get into an acting class and you meet friends and actors and you start networking and, everything just becomes a little easier and easier. And when you start working, then it all makes sense. It's all worth it. All the game was worth it.
I love it. I love it. And what are some of the best moments that you can remember when you were making like that transition? You know, like moving, yeah, basically moving away. Yeah, moving away from home, basically.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like the idea of pursuing my dreams, like being in a risky position to get what I want is somewhat exciting, you know? Status quo is not exciting. So,
yeah,
you know, it's thrilling. And then when you start booking, when I started booking first roles, commercials, then
yeah,
the joy you get is like so much more because you struggled to get there. You know, it wasn't just like I arrived and I was like, you know, on things. It was a process. And the same thing happened with the US. When I came to LA, I spent a whole year just going around on nothing and like not booking anything. And the same thing like happened. It's just, you start stressing and like, I didn't have that many friends here either. So, you know, when your career is tough, you need a good support system.
Oh yeah.
So when you don't have both, it's hard. But then you start booking your first, you know, your first contract, and then it's just, it all makes sense and it's all worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree on that. I can agree on that. And also it is, I mean, during that time when you move to another, you know, either to another place away from family, friends, you know, you're right. You need to find you need to find like your support, you know, otherwise, because you're alone, it happens that that eventually you will feel like maybe I made a mistake, you know.
It's heavy to be constantly rejected, and it's heavy to be alone, so you know, it's tough. So again, like if there's one advice I can give is that, yeah, I think if you're planning on doing that transition, is to get into class, like get into an acting class, because then, you know, you will meet people, you will start to have like, you know, a little network of friends. And what's good with that as well is that, like, we all self-tape. It's a challenge because you need a reader and you need, you know, and so again, when you get into class and you meet fellow actors, then it's like, hey, I'll read with you, you'll read with me. And then it's fun. It's a community. You make your own little community. You need a female voice, you need a male voice. And then you, I think from there, it becomes easier.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when you moved to LA, you studied improv at UCB.
Yeah.
But like, what are some of the things that you learned from that experience that helped you for your career in the future?
Yeah, so I think improv is super important, because when it comes to acting, we generally make it an intellectual process first. You know, we read and we start thinking, like, psychologically, where's my character, like, all these things. It's very cerebral, the process. What's amazing with improv is that it allows you to get out of your head. It's so quick. You have to be in your gut and you have to be in your heart, you know? There's no time to think, what am I gonna say? You just say it, the first thing that comes to mind. And so it takes you away from that, like, cerebral process, and more like of a, you know, like a, you sort of react through your body and through your gut.
Yeah, totally.
Instinct. So that's, it's so good for that. Because when you start getting into class and you start doing, like, Meisner or, you know, it's very, you can, I mean, although Meisner tries to get you away from, out of your head, it's really, it could get, it could just hinder you a little bit. So it's nice to work both, I think. And then obviously improv is amazing for comedy. So, so fun. I recommend it.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah. I love it. And also, I think at the same time, you feel more awake, right? You feel like more in the action, like more present. Like on the spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Now, on your experience, what do you think it's important to know before moving to another country to pursue your dreams?
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, so on your experience, what do you think it's important to know before moving to another country to pursue either your career, your dreams, your passion, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, first of all, congratulate yourself for, you know, if you're actually making the move, it's risky and it's bold and it's beautiful, you know? And I think if you're carrying it in your heart, then you should definitely experience it. That being said, is it gonna be easy? Definitely not. I think, like I said, when you arrive to a new city, it's important to, like, make a network so you're not alone. And then get into the work that you want to get into. And I've said this before many times, like, you don't need an agent to get work. So there's tons of stuff shooting all the time here in LA, you know, and there's tons of sites where you could submit yourself. And so, yeah, I think the important thing to do is get into class, make friends, you know, obviously find that survival job unless you're supported. But I've my whole life had to, you know, support myself and, you know, stronger for it. And yeah, I just find, like, a little, and you'll find work.
Yeah. So you would say that there is opportunities for everyone, but you just need to basically look for them. Because I think that sometimes it happens that that whenever you move to a new city, you don't know exactly where to look, you know. But the fact that if you're in a place that that there are, like, so many opportunities, it's easy to find them, but you just need to be on the lookout, right?
Yeah. And, you know, if you can, you can, you know, make your own projects. You know, it doesn't have to be, like, you know, but it's just a question of, like, you constantly creating and bettering yourself, you know, as an artist.
Yeah.
Never lost, you know?
Yeah.
Whether you're working or not, you're still an actor. If
that's, you know? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have already, I mean, the fact, I think it's, you know, I do think that whenever you're like in that position, when you move to a new place, you tend to think that, I mean, you get nervous because you're basically on your own, right? But I do think that whenever you get, like, those small victories that you did, that you create them on your own, you know, they taste so amazing.
Yes.
I love it. Now, what advice could you give to those who, you know, are recently starting in the acting business?
Yeah. So again, it's an art and you just want to get really good at it. It's a craft and you want to get really good at it. Best advice, get into class. And then just, you know, and it's not just any class, it's improv, whatever lights your soul on fire, drama, comedy, improv, you know, go for it. Like, definitely get really good at the craft. That's really, really important. The most important thing. And then, yeah, of course, you might network, which is something I'm not really good at, but I'm learning. Is to just say yes to things, go to events, meet people. I've built a little network now in LA, and you know, my friends hire me for their projects. So, you know, like eventually it all the you put in amount to something for.
Yeah, I can agree on that. Yeah. And now, if you had to describe a film in which all of the characters you have played at the moment will gather for a party, tell me what would be the name of the film?
With all the characters that I've played?
Since day one?
Yep. I'm trying to... Like, I've definitely played evil a lot. So, but also I've played, like, sometimes I've played sweethearts. So I would probably say something like, I don't know, the sweetheart from hell or something, just because.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
A lot of dark characters, which I love.
That's cool. And what would it be? What would it be? and what would it be? Would it be like a comedy or a drama?
Oh,
horror, dramedy.
It would be a dark drama, borderline horror. You know that, Dan.
Okay. I like it. I love it. And like, from all of the characters you have played, like since day one, which one would you say that describes a little bit about yourself?
You know, I mean, like I said, I've played a lot of dark characters. Like, I mean, dark and mean. I have like said, it's so far for me. I actually had this conversation with an actress yesterday where I think I have a much easier, or maybe I've even mentioned it here on the show, where I have an easier time, excuse me, playing a character that is far removed from me. Because I think it's easier because it's less a question of vulnerability. I mean, it does get harder when a character looks like you. It maybe makes you more vulnerable and it is harder to compose. But I love playing in that realm of, like, you know, bad, evil. Like, I don't know why I'm attracted to it, but it's the type of character that I like to play. But sorry, what was the question again? Where am I going with this?
The question is, from all of the characters you have played at the moment since day one, which one would you say that describe a little bit of yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I find interesting is that with some of these sort of darker characters, there is an endless pursuit or almost like a courage to get what you know? And I think like, that aspect of it, I have, or I'm like striving towards, to have the courage to like really, no matter what, you know, go after what I want, no matter, you know, how much it can hurt or it could be difficult. I think like that drive resembles.
Okay, I love it. Okay, yeah. So you're basically ruthless.
I'm a little ruthless. I'm a little savage and ruthless, yes.
Okay, I love it. And yeah. Okay. Now, from all of your characters, which one could become your best friend?
I mean, once I played a young girl who was an intellectual. She was like studied literature and was very much into science. I mean, what was her name? Anne. I would be best friends with. And it was like the, you know, like one of the very few times I played good girls. I love playing intellectual. I think intelligence is one of the things I value a lot. So I think she would be my best friend. She would
go
about and literature and science, because those are two things that I like numbers. I've always, you know, I have a finance degree, I told you. So yeah, I've always loved math. Never been a really good writer, so I admire it a lot. And then science, I was more into like numbers and art. So I didn't really get a chance to study, you know, much of science, although it interests me a lot.
Wow. So that same character would be, I mean, if that's a that same character would be your roommate as well?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. One of the few girls that I would hang out with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you should definitely at some point, I mean, you should definitely at some point create like a pilot or something, or an episode from all of your characters and you. You know, like either like Thanksgiving or, you know, or like Christmas, you know, like something like that with all of your characters and you.
Yes, I know.
That would be cool. Let's make that happen one day. And now, like, what motivates you, Jessica? I mean, we all have those days, right, in which we just want to say, we just want to quit, you know, we think that we had enough, that it's not working, you know, that that has been a waste.
Yeah. I honestly
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, these days, the thing that motivates me is really just trying to become the best version of myself, you know? And it's really like,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, that really like I'm doing a lot of yoga these days. So, you know, like there's things that I want to achieve. So I'm trying, you know, like my body, like I, you know, trying to become that best version of myself intellectually, spiritually, like my character. You know, and I think like the idea of working towards like this woman that I find amazing, that I want to become, is really, it motivates me, you know. I think also people motivate me. I think people, you know, their good heart, their humor, you know, their beautiful personalities, you know, like mindset, like that's all very inspiring. And so I try to surround myself with people that have, you know, really good character and sort of mindset, because
yeah, absolutely, it is very important to surround with the right people, because, you know, I mean, it can happen that you can have like the best attitude, you know, that you want to make things happen, but if you surround with the wrong people, eventually they would end up dragging you, you know. I was having this conversation the other day with a friend of mine, we were speaking about that sometimes if you wanna make your dreams happen, or if you wanna live your own life the way you want it, sometimes you're gonna have to take decisions that maybe for your close ones or even loved ones, they might not like it, and you might disappoint them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, it's your life, and it sucks if you are living in order to satisfy or to please others, you know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Yeah, it is. It can get into a very challenging surrounding, and also at the end, it's gonna basically, you're gonna feel like that at some point, you know. I do think that if you leave yourself to please others, first you are never gonna make that happen. I mean, it's impossible, you know. But at the end, I do think that if you want to live your life, just live it the way you want, you know. If you want to be an actor, model, writer, like whatever you want to do,
yeah,
just do it. Because it, at least to me, it sucks when I see people I know quitting their dreams to please others, you know, or because someone told them that what they're doing is not good enough, that they should quit, they would end up quitting and do something else. And then that person, whenever they reach, I don't know, like 50, 60, it's gonna regret at some point, you know, saying like, why I did that, I should have stayed the way I was before, you know.
Yeah. I think in terms of like, I never said this before, where it's almost like, you know, on a flight, they say to like put on your mask first and then put it on everybody around you. And it's really important in life to really do you to the best of your ability, because that the world needs you, right? I know we've read this before, but like it really needs you at your best. Because if you live your best self, it will influence as well. And it just sort of, you know, it just makes for a better world, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just think that we all came to this world for something.
Yeah.
But it's up to you to discover what is that something, you know? I mean it would be super easy if you just came to the world and they say you're gonna be this and problem solved, you know, and you already have the road for you. But I just think that that we all come for something. But of course it takes time, which I do think that at the same time, because we are now living in this probably like in this era that we are already used to get things like this, you know. You just want something in Amazon, it's like that. You want something to eat, it's there. So the fact that like the world process, I've seen it like with friends of mine, co-workers as well, that the world process pisses them off, because they're like, or they get into a very comfortable zone, like, why process, you know, why we need results like this. But at the same time, if you do it like that, you're gonna just end it up crashing horribly, you know.
Yeah, I think the more effort, the more reward, you know.
Yeah,
like it's physics at this point.
yeah totally. No, yeah, but I can understand that, I can understand that when you put like more work to it, you're gonna it pay something. I mean, it ended up paying something, yeah. You know, maybe not money, but you will be ended up learning like a new skill or something new.
I think the problem is now we have a hard time with patience, and that's definitely something I'm working on myself.
Yeah.
It's that question of everything should come, or we expect it to come so easy, or we are sort of bombarded with this image of being successful at 21 with having everything at 21, and if you don't have that, then you're not interested.
You're right.
Wow. That's like, that's the best way to make a society insecure and consume and not be happy, and you know, so you know, working on those character traits where you try to stay grounded, focused on your goals and trusting, you know, those are very challenging things nowadays, I find, because of how society functions. So, you know, it's kind of, we need to remind ourselves that, you know, things don't happen overnight, and that, you know, you know, the energy you put, the energy you're going to get. So that being said, you know, you want to put in a lot of energy, a lot of your focus, a lot of your drive into those things.
Now for you, for example, when you got like, when you have like those days, right, in which you just sit, that, you know, like that bug of quitting starts to
and I've had them. I have.
What usually gets you out of it? Is there like an activity or something you do in order to kind of release that negativity around you so you can continue, or like, yeah, like what is your thing?
Honestly, I feel like I know I've had those moments where I'm just like, okay, I've been doing this for so long, it's not, you know, I'm not living off of this yet, like now I am a little bit, so I'm excited. But you know, when I came to the US, it was very hard for me to live off my art. And the same thing with Toronto. The first time, like the first 2 years I arrived, I didn't. But then when I started living off my art, that was like, you know, one of my dreams. So it was quite incredible. I think, you know, sometimes I find myself in situations where I do want to quit, but it's kind of funny. Like life always sort of pulls me back.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll get an amazing audition, or I'll get like feedback from like something I did a while ago. Somebody telling me all this, and you were amazing, and then I'm just like, oh no, wait, you know, like there is hope. There, you know, I just need to be patient and trust my journey. And easy to say, like hard to practice.
Yeah, but would you say that those are signs that you're probably on the right path?
Because
it has happened to me too sometimes, that whenever I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna quit, then boom, something appears and I'm like, I'm gonna wait.
I do believe.
And when you're doing something that is just not meant for you, whenever you say I'm gonna quit, nothing happens, and you're like, okay, then I think maybe I should quit, you know.
I mean, I think it's important to like pursue it, to pursue your dreams. You know, I've always said this, like follow your heart. And if at one point it does become too hard or too heavy and it's not something you want to do anymore, then stop doing it. Get into something else. If it calls you back in a year or two, it will. I've said this before, it's not because you're not working. Like, you know, when you're a trained actor and you're not working, you're still an actor. I could give you a script, you can perform it and you can move people. You don't stop being an actor. So, you know, if you haven't worked in a while and you're just questioning it, that's, you know, a lot of people that have worked a lot are in that situation.
Totally. Wow. Yeah. I'm a little bit speechless right now, but yeah, it is true. Yeah. I love it. And my last question here is, what can we expect from you in the future?
Well, definitely going full force. No, but I'm gonna be probably doing a lot of back and forths between Montreal and LA from now on. I want to go back to Canada. I want to sort of reestablish myself there, but still being in LA. So this is why we were talking earlier about self tapes. I'm like all about it. Because if I'm not in a city, I still want to submit. I think my goals are to be a working actor in North America, so Canada and the US, and then eventually Europe, because I, you know, my French and stuff, and I love cinema. That being my dream, I have to like start, you know, doing things to that will become conducive to that dream. So I think I'm going to start doing a lot of back and forths between Montreal and Toronto, and just try to be in both markets like that. And so that's my next move.
I love it. And you know what? As I said before, I'm super sure that at some point everybody's gonna know who you are. I mean, it is obvious because the fact that you're putting like a lot of like a lot of passion to it, but at the same time, it's what you like, you know. And as simple as it may sound, I mean, we all have friends or family or even acquaintances here and there that they just don't know what they just don't know, you know, that they just don't know what to do. But the fact that you're making it happen and you are actually doing it and you're having results, I mean, I think that is like living proof that dreams can come true. But of course, there is like this hard work that you need to do first. The fact, as you mentioned, that now you're gonna be back and forth. I mean, it sounds easy, but no, it's gonna be super challenging. But
and also, you know, I put in like I studied acting a lot. You know, when I talk about getting into class and stuff, I really do think that a great actor is very important, because as soon as you're you know, very good, people want to work with them, and people talk to their friends and networks and all that. I studied acting in Paris, New York, Montreal, Toronto, and LA. You know, results happen when you put in the work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have a badass resume. Let's be honest. You know, like I remember like the first time when I was doing, you know, when I was preparing the first interview with you, and I was checking like all of your work here and there, the reels you have, commercials, everything. I was just saying, basically, she's doing everything. You know, she has like this cool, epic resume. I mean, it basically, you know, it's super cool. And it shows that you're actually loving it, you know, and that you're doing it because you like it, you know, not for not for any other reason, but for you, because it is you, you know? No.
Yeah, and like, it's funny because I recently did, you know, I just fell in love. I really, being on stage for so long, in character, the team, the whole process was incredible to me. And I had never done theater before. So yeah, I've done commercials and voice work and film, but never theater, and I fell in love with it. The idea of character for so long was incredible.
Yeah, I can agree on that. I love it. And as I said before, Jessica, I'm sure that things from here on out are gonna be just epic. I mean, we're not gonna stop until you get like 5-6 Oscars probably, why not? or like something like that, because as I said before, it is super cool and it is inspiring. And I do think that more people should do what they want to do, you know, as we were previously mentioned, that people sometimes get the false image, you know, that if you want to, that the word success, you know, for some, like, we got this image that, you know, in order to be successful, you need to have like crazy amount of money and crazy amount of houses and yachts or whatever. But sometimes you just need to do it as simple that just do the thing that you love the most and you're successful. Oh, yeah. That's it. You
know? I mean, honestly, I'm at my happiest when I'm on set, and when I'm like auditioning, prepping a role, all that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the things that I do don't pay much. So I can't say it has anything to do with money. Like, but I know myself and I know that I'm at my happiest when I'm acting. So, you know, everything else is just secondary to me.
Totally.
But yeah, I mean, you know, yes, of course I want to live off, and, you know, but no, I just want to perform.
I love it. And it, you know, it is the thing that I love about actors. The fact that you just love to perform, in order that you just love to, you know, to make people feel emotions, you know, either laugh or scare or getting scared or feeling sad. Like, the fact that you're creating that, you know, and the fact that you are going to make another person feel something for something that you are creating. I mean, I think that is beautiful. And at the same time, it is so cool whenever you get the chance to someone who is watching your work that you don't know anything, that both of you, you don't know any about each other, but the fact that you can move someone from your work, that is amazing.
And I think that's why like art is so important, because it inspires, you know. And
totally, absolutely, Jessica, absolutely. And that is so amazing. And I'm sure that you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people who actually sees you as a role model, because as I said, you are making it happen. You know, you are an actress. You are killing it. You have done crazy amount of epic stuff here and there. I mean, it is obvious that it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Well, you're part of the journey, so.
I appreciate it. I love that. I love that so much. And also,
thank you.
I want to thank those watching this right now. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching this either later here on Instagram, or probably later on YouTube, or listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, I think Amazon and Google too, I don't know, but I think so too. Go follow Jessica. If you already do, fantastic. What we're going to do now is that we're going to make her viral. Hashtag Team Jessica. Let's make sure everybody knows about this awesome, badass, super talented actress. And before I send you off, you know what is gonna happen.
I do.
You know, yeah, it's kind of like the signature, you know?
Yeah.
Oh wait, it got stuck. No, yeah, here we go.
thank you. Always a pleasure
here as well. I promise that at some point we're gonna have a live audience, but I'm working my ass off to make that happen. But in the meantime, keep healing it, keep being awesome, keep being this amazing, talented, inspiring person you always are. And also, those who are recently followed Jessica, go check her stories here and there. They're fun, they're amazing. And I'll see you in the next one.
Perfect.
All right, bye.